Denzel Washington received an Oscar nomination this week for Training Day, a film in which he plays a ferociously bad guy with a gun. Well, today he opens in a new movie, John Q. In this one, Bob Mondello says Washington plays a good guy with a gun, but with a ferociously bad idea.
John Quincy Archibald is a metal worker working half-time, so he can barely make ends meet. But he has an adoring wife and an adorable kid, and they live together in what's been scripted in John Q as a modern-day version of Beaver Cleaverland.
Hey, Dad, I got $46 I saved for my allowance. You can have it if you want.
Yeah?
We're a family. We gotta stick together, right?
That's right. That's right. But you earn that money, so you keep it, okay?
All right, see you later.
Before audiences have time to fully absorb how sweet this all is, little Mikey is collapsing at Little League and then battling for his life in a hospital, and the family is discovering not only that the lad urgently needs a heart transplant, but that their insurance may not cover it.
We've already checked with your carrier, Mr. Archibald. There are no provisions in your policy for a procedure of this magnitude.
Oh, no, no, no. That's a mistake. I mean, I'm not this. You're making the mistake. I'm just saying that I'm insured. My son's covered.
Okay, I can see here that you don't own your home. You have no stocks, no bonds, no investments. You have a little over $1,000 in savings.
But we got insurance.
That may very well be, Mr. Archibald. You're going to have to check with your carrier on that. In the meantime, I'm afraid we're going to have to treat this as a cash account.
Which means the family either has to come up with $250,000 or persuade the hospital to change its mind. John tries to get financial assistance, but when he can't, he opts for padlocking the doors to the emergency room.
Mr. Archibald,
back up,
I don't...
Back up, please.
What?
Just do as he says.
Will you please back up?
What are you doing?
I'm taking your advice. I'm not taking no for an answer. Back up.
Oh, okay. Oh.
That guy's got a gun!
Hey! Hey!
From there, things quickly get worse, not just for the characters, but also for the poor screenwriter who wrote John Q back in 1993 when health issues were a big priority for the Clinton administration. That may actually have been the right moment for a movie advertorial supporting nationalized health care, which is essentially what John Q is. But the debate has gotten nuanced enough since then that it's hard to keep from breaking into a fit of the giggles when the emergency room hostages start talking earnestly about what's wrong with the health care system. They're a wonderfully diverse bunch, by the way, a sort of rainbow coalition that comes together to praise John Q once they know what he's about. So does a crowd that gathers outside the hospital and that seems to see him not as a gun-toting terrorist, but as a working-class hero. So do the doctors and the emergency room receptionist who's having a very bad first day on the job, and the patient who goes into labor at a crucial moment. Less entranced are the police chief with political ambitions and the wife beater and the TV reporter who's chiefly concerned about his hair, but from those descriptions you can hear where your sympathies are supposed to lie. There are a few plot developments that were not tried on either Dog Day Afternoon or last season's ER, but not many. Though they're mostly ludicrous, I shouldn't spoil them for folks who are really determined to see Denzel Washington. For what it's worth, his star is still in the ascendant, even in a role that seems predicated on the notion, if you don't like what your HMO tells you, get a gun. He's appealing. And that takes talent. I'm Bob Mondello.